286页，哥罗西书第三章第十二节开始。所以你们既是上帝的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切以外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主。你们也要为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感歌颂上帝。无论着什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名字，藉着他感谢父上帝。Today's scripture is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, as Lord's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Verses 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. 愿神祝福他的话语。
依家系宣道，今日嘅题目系奉主耶稣的名。Now sermon, the title is In the Name of Jesus. 有请牧师。
各位兄弟姊妹，是耶稣吩咐我们成日聚集在一起的，是耶稣吩咐我们聚集在一起擘饼去纪念祂的。所以当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们可以这样宣告说，兄弟姊妹，我们奉主耶稣基督的名聚集。我们可以宣告说，兄弟姊妹，我们奉主耶稣基督的名一起守圣餐啊。 You know, brothers and sisters, Jesus told us to gather together. And Jesus told us to break the bread together. So whenever we gather together, we can actually announce, proclaim, hey, we...Now gather together in the name of Jesus. Or now we have the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. 当耶稣将那一个的饼、或者面包，当耶稣将那一个的饼擘开的时候，耶稣说，这是我的身体。 咁然后耶稣咪将佢嘅身体唔同嘅部分递俾唔同嘅学生去食咯。咁耶稣咪就系将佢唔同嘅肢体，或者讲唔同嘅功能，递咗俾佢唔同嘅学生去接受咯。所以兄弟姐妹，无论主耶稣藉住圣灵赐咗俾你乜嘢嘅本事，乜嘢嘅功能，乜嘢嘅恩赐，你要明白是耶稣基督的身体的一部分而已。哇，这样听起上来不是好像耶稣基督的身体支离破碎四分五裂啦。 You know, when Jesus broke the bread one whole, and Jesus said, "This is my body."And then Jesus gave different parts of the body to different students. You know, Jesus gave different members, different functions of his body to different students. So no matter what talent, what gift that the Holy Spirit has given you, you are just one member of the body of Jesus Christ, one part.Well, then it sounds like the body of Jesus was dismembered, cut into pieces, torn apart. Huh. 各位兄弟姐妹，所以我们大家一起聚集在一起，你说多重要呢？我们大家一起聚集在一起，同心合力，和和平平的去合作，你说多重要呢？原来当我们聚集在一起的时候，在和平里面去同心工作的时候，就是耶稣基督就复活咯。耶稣基督就不是四分五裂咯，不是支离破碎咯。世界真是支离破碎了，四分五裂，好多个国家，好多个民族，好多个城市，真系支离破碎，四分五裂。甚至有好多个家庭，佢哋嘅成员真系支离破碎，四分五裂。但系我哋感谢上帝，感谢主。原来上帝真正嘅儿女，耶稣基督真正嘅学生，无论在哪个角落，任何时间聚集在一起的时候，都要可以在和平里面一起彼此合作的。 Brothers and sisters, this is why it's so important that we often have to gather together. And we often have to gather together and work together peacefully. Because when we gather together and work together peacefully, this is Jesus coming alive.Not dismembered, not torn apart, but come alive. You know, the world is really torn apart. We all understand that. Many countries and cities and ethnic groups are really torn apart. We understand that. Even many families were torn apart. We know that. Bad relationship. But thank God.Thank God. The true children of God, the students of Jesus Christ, wherever, whenever they gather together because of the Holy Spirit, they can work together in peace. And it is Jesus coming back alive. That is a miracle. Miracle. 所以刚才读的圣经讲，又要叫基督的平安在你心里作主。平安这个字亦都可以译做和平，你又要叫基督的和平在你心里面做王。兄弟姐妹，在我们不同的人心里面都有不同的原则，有些东西重要一点，有些东西没那么重要，有不同的宗旨，有不同的目标，有不同的梦想， 有不同的追求，但是这一段圣经讲，你要叫耶稣基督的和平啊，做你里面最高的原则、最大的宗旨、最高的目标、最重要的梦想、最重要的追求，就是这一段经文所讲的，你要叫基督的和平在你心里作主。因为我们本来呼召我们走在一起就是这个目的，他说你们也为此蒙召，上帝呼召你们这一班人走在一起，常常聚集成为教会，就是这个目的了。这一段经文就是这样讲，等你们成为一体，一个身体，就是耶稣基督的身体，擘饼分开给你们之后，大家聚集在一起，和平的合作，荣耀上帝的名，就是这个目的了。是很难很难的，世界四分五裂，很多家庭四分五裂，很多团体四分五裂，很多民族四分五裂，很多宗教四分五裂，但是在基督耶稣里面，藉着同一位的圣灵，是可以实现这个和平的梦想。所以我感谢的心，感谢的心。 And that's why the scripture we read today said, Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, the highest principle, peace, at peace with one another, at peace with one another. That's why the scripture said, Let the peace of Jesus Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body,You were called to peace and be thankful. 大概十日前，就在灵粮堂，我们有一个华人教会的联合感恩节崇拜。灵粮堂的意思就是生命的面包，生命的饼，生命的饼。啊！我望翻转头，嗰一次聚会真系有意思啦。我哋喺嗰度，嗰个地点叫做生命嘅饼。兄弟姊妹从唔同嘅教会嚟，大家聚集埋一齐，和和平平嘅一齐去崇拜，一齐去学习。是不同教会的兄弟姊妹，本来是很不同的部分，好像手不同脚，眼不同耳，鼻不同口，好像一个身体不同的部分是很不同的。我们有浸信会，有宣道会，有巡理会，有信义会，有长老会，有各福音教会，十几个教会不同的兄弟姊妹聚集在一起，和平的这样一起崇拜。在那里你真的感觉到耶稣基督不是支离破碎，不是四分五裂，好像耶稣基督是复活一样。那里牧师讲的道很有力量，唱的歌很感动人的心，牧师们、兄弟姊妹们一起倾偈、相交，甜蜜的团契，好难得。我们感谢主，感谢主。You know, 10 days ago, we had a Chinese church joined Thanksgiving worship in a church called the Bread of Life. The Bread of Life. It's very meaningful, isn't it?Christians from different churches, very different Christians, from Baptist Church, Alliance Church, Methodist Church, Lutheran Church, Presbyterian Church, and Evangelical Churches, over 10 of them. Very different Christians came together, work together, sing together, learn together in peace. So Jesus was not torn apart. Jesus was alive, come together alive.And the message was so powerful, the song so touching, the fellowship so sweet. We thank the Lord. We don't take it for granted. We thank the Lord. So 刚才我们读的圣经就十六节讲，当用应该用各种的智慧，各种的方法， 將耶穌基督的道理豐豐富富存在裏面。所以聖靈感動很多人編了不同的詩歌，不同的詩詞，甚至聖靈教我們唱新歌。聖經說用詩章、頌詞、靈歌彼此教導，互相勸戒，心被恩感，歌頌上帝，好美麗。 That's why the scripture we just read said, Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, and you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart.各位兄弟姊妹，不是代表容易，真正不是代表容易。就用我们联合崇拜来说，因为这两年，去年、今年和出年，都是轮到我们教会的牧师做主席，即是我要承担这个主席的位置。再过多两年，又会轮到另外一个牧师。所以从我做主席这个角度可以告诉你们，十几个牧师都有不同的意见，都会有心病，都会有不满意的地方，不是那么和平的，从人的感觉不是那么和平。但是耶稣基督吩咐我们要聚集在一起，要和和平平的大家彼此合作，所以我们一定要这样做。我们是奉耶稣基督的名一起聚集开会去预备。所以大概联合崇拜前30分钟，我就请所有的牧师走上台前，我们大家一起，我说大家一起拉埋手一起祷告啦。十个八个牧师就拉埋手，但你要记住，这个牧师、那个牧师、那个牧师、这个牧师，在过去这么多年都会有不同的意见，甚至会有心病，但是我们奉耶稣基督的名聚集在一起，一起合作，一起祷告，圣灵真的在我们中间感动我们，带领整个聚会得到主的恩典，好美丽。我们是奉主耶稣基督的名去做这件事。 Brothers and sisters, it does not mean that it is easy. Even the pastors in the joint Thanksgiving worship, they have complaints, they have grievances against each other. I know, because I'm one of them.But Jesus told us to gather together in peace. So we must do it. We do it in the name of Jesus. About 30 minutes before the worship start, I encourage all pastors to come forward. We hold hands together and pray together. And it was beautiful. And it was done in the name of Jesus. 所以我读的圣经刚才讲得很清楚，一点都不避讳。圣经第十三节讲得很清楚，如果你们这个人和那个人有嫌隙，嫌隙即是有关系出现了问题，有心病，你不满意他做了那样东西，他不满意你做了那样东西，那就有嫌隙咯。但圣经讲，如果你这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此宽恕。主耶稣怎样宽恕你，你们都要怎样宽恕其他人。而第十四节讲，在这一切之外，你要穿上爱心，穿着爱心，原文就是好像穿一件衣服，你要穿一件衣服叫做爱心，你要穿上爱心，等人人觉得，哦，原来你认为爱心是最重要，你认为爱心是最重要，是啊，我穿了件衣服，写到大大只字叫做爱心。然后最后一句讲，爱心是联络传得的，这个比较难明。原来有另外一个翻译可以说，爱心是叫我们能够和平共处。 唯有爱心是可以叫我们和平共处的，唯有真正的爱心可以叫国际之间和平共处的，唯有真正的爱心能够叫国家里面不同的人和平共处的，唯有爱心能够叫不同的家庭里面每一个成员和平共处的，唯有爱心能够叫每一个的教堂里面的兄弟姊妹和平共处的。在且一切以爱要穿上一件衫，个衫写得很大大只字叫做爱心，唯有爱心能够叫人和平共处的。 So the scripture we just read 13 said, bear with each other and forgive one another. And if any of you has a grievance against someone, have a complaint against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues put on love, and love will bind them all together in perfect unity. 兄弟姊妹，我们就快抹饼了。抹饼的时候我们纪念，我有一些教导的工具，这个不是真正的圣餐，圣餐在后面，这个是很重要的教导的工具，让我们看到当时是耶稣基督和圣徒和他的学生施餐的时候大概是怎样的。我们就是纪念圣餐，耶稣基督说这个是我的身体，然后擘开给不同的学生，所以不同的学生拿了不同耶稣基督的功能部分肢体，所以无论我们上帝给我们有什么本事有什么恩赐，我们是耶稣基督的身体的一部分，所以我们常常聚集用和平大家一起服务一起敬拜耶稣基督，就不是四分五裂，不是支离破碎，耶稣基督就在我们中间，我们夹在一起就是在这个世上代表耶稣基督的。 So we are going to administer the Holy Communion. We'll break the bread of life, and different members of the body of Christ given to different individuals. But as we gather together, work together in peace, worship together in peace, with love, Jesus Christ was not torn apart. Jesus Christ is not dismembered. Jesus Christ will be coming alive in us. And this is the message. Important message for today. Thank God. Let's pray. 我们一起祷告。慈悲的天父，你藉着耶稣基督的口教导很多个学生，学生们一路一路将耶稣的教导藉着圣灵的提醒传开去，又有人藉着圣灵的感动写低落嚟。我们今天有这本宝贵的圣经，就是耶稣基督的吩咐，耶稣基督的教导，天父上帝的旨意，重重复复。我们看这段圣经，照着读经的指引，今天兄弟姊妹应该看完哥罗西书了，一路都是针对最重要的一个的信息，就是兄弟姊妹受天父上帝你的呼召，本来的目的就是叫我们能够和平共处，传扬和平的福音，示范给世界每一个角落的人民知道，在基督里面，在圣灵里面，是可以有真正长久的和平。求你用圣灵用圣经充满我们，朝着这个方向去走。 Dear Heavenly Father, the message in the Bible is very clear, and we thank you because the students of Jesus Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit had written down the scripture. And now we have a strong reference teaching that it is the most important direction. For all of us born of the Holy Spirit, and then we come together and learn and live together peacefully through the blessings of the Holy Spirit. It is the mission. We are preaching the gospel, the good news of peace to the whole world. Please strengthen us. 请你加我们的力量。我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名字。阿们。各位兄弟姊妹，在你手头的情